हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ॐ ब्रह्मविदाप्नोति पदम् ब्रह्मविदाप्नोति परम् तदेषाभ्युक्ता सत्यम् ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितम् गुहायाम् परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति तस्माद्वा एतस्मादात्मन आकाशः सम्भूतः। आकाशाद्वायुः वायोरग्नि अग्नेरापः अद्भ्यः पृथिवी पृथिव्या ओषधयः ओषधीभ्योऽन्नम् अन्नात् पुरुषः स वायेष पुरुषोन्नरसमयः तस्येदमेव शिरः अयम् दक्षिणः पक्षः अयमुत्तरः पक्षः अयमात्मा इदम् पुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा स तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते याः काश्च पृथिवी गिश्रिताः याः काश्च पृथिवी गिश्रिताः अथो अन्ने नैव जीवन्ति अथो अन्ने नैव जीवन्ति अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति येन्नं ब्रह्मोपासते येन्नं ब्रह्मोपासते अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते जातान्यन्येन वर्धन्ते जातान्यन्येन वर्धन्ते अद्यतेत्ति च भूतानि अद्यतेत्ति च भूतानि तस्मादन्नन्तदुच्यत इति तस्मादन्नन्तदुच्यत इति தஸ்மாத்வாயேதஸ்மாதன்னரசமயாத் தஸ்மாத்வாயேதஸ்மாதன்னரசமயாத் அந்யோந்தர ஆத்மா ப்ராணமயஹ அந்யோந்தர ஆத்மா ப்ராணமயஹ தேனைஷ பூர்ணஹ தேனைஷ பூர்ணஹ சவாயேஷ புருஷ வித ஏவ சவாயேஷ புருஷ வித ஏவ தஸ்ய புருஷ விததாம் தஸ்ய புருஷ விததாம் அன்வயம் புருஷ வித அன்வயம் புருஷ வித தஸ்ய ப்ராண ஏவ சிரஹ தஸ்ய ப்ராண ஏவ சிரஹ வ்யானோ தக்ஷிணஃ பக்ஷஹ அபான உத்தரஃ பக்ஷஹ ஆகாஷ ஆத்மா பிருத்திவீ புச்சம் பிரதிஷ்டா தத்பியேஷ ஸ்லோகோ பவதி. The later part of the Anuvaka did not recite two times because we wait to go to that portion. Okay. Krishna Yajurvediye Taittiriya Upanishadi Dvitiyodhyaye Brahmanandavalyam Dvitiyonuvakaha. In the second section, Dvitiyaha Anuvakaha of Brahmanandavalli, now we are seeing the description of Annam Brahma, Virat. Annam Brahma is always said to be Virat, Ishwara. We don't need to hesitate to use the word Ishwara, okay? We have to remember, there is nothing other than Ishwara. That has to come right from here, okay? Because there is no Jagat here. There is no matter here. There is only Ishwara here. Whatever is Ishwara means what? It is the knowledge, manifest knowledge. The knowledge which is available for understanding, recognition is what? Manifest knowledge. The knowledge which is not available for recognition is what? Pure knowledge. How can you differentiate pure knowledge? I'm going out of the track teaching just to help you understand this. Because we are helped to appreciate Ishwara at every level, simultaneously. Very important. Yesterday, even somebody asked me, what is the difference between Ishwara and Brahma? Okay. What I'm saying, Ishwara is just the title, that the qualification attributed to the very reality, abstract reality, absolute reality. See, the absolute reality, you say, is abstract, formless, is ever of the nature of knowing. In fact, we arrive at the reality only in terms of its nature of knowing. We're going to see that. Even when we do the Drishtiveka Prakriya, use the Prakriya, when we distinguish the knower from the known, seer from the seen, we arrive at the reality as the Swarupam of the knower. And we then we understand what knowing is, this swarupam. Knowing is this swarupam. There's something which is there which knows. No, why does it know? It's knowing is this swarupam. This is what I'm going to remember all the time. That which is ever of the nature of knowing is implied by the term pure knowledge. You know it's knowledge. But we add shastram. As his word, Shuddham Jnanam, Shuddham Chaitanya, the pure is added because the pure knowledge is not available for recognition. How can you understand what is pure knowledge? We have to remember, I'm going out of the track, please understand, I'm not here in Upanishad. Pure knowledge, when you are fast asleep, and nothing to do with this class, okay? You see, just to understand. Pure, when you are fast asleep, okay, And you are there when you are there, not knowing your own existence, not knowing the existence of the world. What is there is pure knowledge. In fact, pure knowledge is there as very you, as very Swarupam. It is not recognizable, isn't it? But when there is manifestation of knowledge, as knowledge of the existence of the self, the existence of the world, ahamasmi jagat asti, the manifest knowledge is recognizable, isn't it? Manifest is recognizable. So, and that's why it has, for knowledge to be recognized, there must be manifesting medium, so that there can be manifestation. The manifest knowledge alone is recognizable. Through the manifest knowledge, you arrive at the source of manifestation. That is how you arrive at the reality. What exactly is the reality? That is why Shastram takes us to Aham. What, I know you ask, what is Aham? Aham Asmi is manifestation of knowledge, uttering him of a thought. When that particular cognition is, only then the universe shines. Knowing your own existence is knowledge. Isn't it? Aham Asmi, I am. And what is the source of that manifestation? That is how, through the manifestation, you arrive at the source of the manifestation. Understand? Source of manifestation being pure knowledge. That pure knowledge is never recognizable. Therefore, when you say Ahamasmi, your Jagadasti, the gross manifestation is. It means there's manifestation of knowledge. The whole Jagat, entire objective, gross, material universe of gross forms, names and functions shines in the light of knowledge. Isn't it? It's exactly like how every time you perceive any gross, any opaque thing, what is inseparably, unavoidably perceived along with the opaque thing is the light. Even though you don't pay attention to the light. In the same way, any gross object perceived through any sense organ shines, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandhaha, all of them are what is unavoidably, inseparably with every object is what? The manifest knowledge. Isn't it? So, inseparable. The manifest consciousness, is inseparable from any known object. Isn't it? When you experience along with the experience of the known, the knower is also experienced. The knower consciousness is experienced. Isn't it? Therefore what? The whole Swamiji always used to remind us this. The prapancha, jagrat prapancha, the gross manifestation, the gross universe is what? Virat Ishwara. That is why Viraja, Virajate iti Virat. Virat Rupa. When you say the whole thing is manifestation of knowledge and we do not look at it as what? Jagat. There's no Jagat. There's only Virat Ishwara. Bhagavan is shining as the whole. There's nothing which is not Bhagavan, which is including your body, mind, sense complex. Isn't it? Viradishwaraha. So Annam Brahma is Viradishwaraha. Isn't it? The Viradish means manifestation of knowledge. The knowledge manifest alone is shining as everything that is here, varieties of objects. The Viradishwara, Virat. Okay. So with this understanding, let us go ahead today. So we saw Annadvai Praja Prajayante Yakascha Prativigashritaha Ato Anne Naiva Jivanti Athena Dapiantyantataha अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति येन्नं ब्रह्मोपासते अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते जातान्यन्नेन वर्धन्ते अद्यतेति च भूतानि तस्मादन्नं तदुच्यत इति. अंटिल देन वी आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग अन्नं ब्रह्म विराटेश्वरः. ओके, and we have started seeing the last verse we came. We are seeing the commentary on this, that so this all these human physical forms of all living beings which are on this earth, all are actually originate from annam. And they exist in annam, sustained by annam, and resolve in annam. Resolve in when they go back, return to annam in the form of the earth actually. Annam Brahma. When do they resolve? Annam prati praliyante ityartha antataha. We saw the word antataha. Antataha. Jivana lakshanayaha vrittehe parisamaptau. When there is a parisamapti of the vrittihi. Parisamapti of the vrittihi. The span of life determined by the parabdha karma. When it comes to an end, at the close of the parabdha karma, which determines the span of life, then what happens? They, all the physical forms resolve into, isn't it? Into annam, their source. Go back to the matter only. So we saw all that. Kasmat. Okay. That's why we're seeing. Kasmat. Annam hi. Yasmat bhutanam praninam jeshtam. Jeshtam, why? Why they go back? Because annam hi bhutanam praninam jeshtam prathamajam. Before the beings originate, what is there before the origination is annam. Therefore, jeshtam. Firstborn. Firstborn means as the cause. Annam is already there before the origination of the forms, physical forms, modified forms of food. Annamayadi nam hi itaresham bhutanam karanam annam. Annamayadi nam bhuta itaresham bhutanam hi annam karanam. Annam is the cause for all the rest of the living beings also, which are modified forms of food. Ataha anna prabhavaha. Therefore, anna prabhavaha. Anna prabhava, all these physical forms of all living beings. Anna prabhavaha means annat prabhavanti iti anna prabhavaha. Annat prabhavanti iti anna prabhavaha. They originate from, they, all these physical forms are of the origination of food. Okay. Anna jivanaha. Same thing. Annena jivanti iti anna jivanaha. All these physical forms are of the life, existence, survival. Because of annam. Anna jivanaha. Anna pralayaha cha. Anna pralayaha cha. Anna pralayascha. Okay, of course, they are of the resolution of food, means they resolve into food. Okay, sarvaha prajaha. Sarvaha prajaha. Anna prabhavaha. anna jivanaha anna pralayaha. See, very nice to even remember and memorize Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentaries. No? Wherever easy part, you must do it. Sarvaha prajaha anna prabhavaha anna jivanaha anna pralayaha cha kimartham annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Annam bhutanam karanam. Annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Annam hi itaresham sarvesham annamayadinam bhutanam karanam. Ataha sarvaha prajaha anna prabhavaha anna jivanaha anna pralayaha. Now why I am taking so long? Now we are supposed to be only for, you must place attention only on this. Only annamaya is, annamaya atma is analyzed. The physical body where you have strong identity and so dehatma buddhi is very there, very strongly rooted on aham, isn't it? Mistake the body for the self. You mistake the body as the meaning of the word I. Anatma physical body mistaken to be the atma. Therefore, it is annamayaha atma now. And you're analyzing, having identity with the physical body, taking it as the self, we are now analyzing what is this. So, four focuses on this now. Yasmat cha evam tasmat. Because of this reason alone, sarva aushadam. Sarvaushadham. Sarvaushadham, sarvaushadham. Sarva praninam deha daha prashamanam annam uchyate. Sarva praninam, sarvesham praninam deha daha prashamanam annam uchyate. Food is said to be that which resolves the thirst of all the thirst and hunger of all the beings. Deha daha prashamanam annam uchyate. Prashamayati. See, deha means body also. Dehanam, sarva praninam dehanam, daham prashamayati. Sarvesham dehanam daham prashamayati annam, iti annam uchyate. So, annam is said to be that which resolves, removes, quenches the thirst of all the bodies. Quenches the thirst of all the bodies means what? It also appeases the hunger of all the bodies. Now, what we understood already? See, cognitively, we are understanding this individual human physical body, or any physical body being non-separate from the totality of the gross universe. So Virat Ishvara, isn't it? Therefore, already this is part of what? It is non-separate. Which means, Esther also explained this, already at the grossest level, you are losing the individuality. How? You resolve individuality in totality, that is Ishvara. Even though still Ajnanam is there, still you don't know what I am, but still you are seeing this body objectively being Ishvara, isn't it? Understanding being not outside of Ishvara, the Virat Ishvara. And seeing this, see, repeatedly dwelling upon this fact, okay, this come from the gross matter in the form of food, and is sustained by gross matter of food, it resolves into the gross matter of food, and the gross matter is, there's no gross matter which is manifestation of Ishwara, which Virat Ishwara. When you see this already, this becomes what? Annam Brahma Upasanam. Annam Brahma Upasanam or Virat Upasanam. Seeing the physical forms being non-separate from Virat Ishwara. It's what? Annam Brahma Upasanam. Annam Brahma Upasanam or Annam Brahma Upasanam, Virat Upasanam. And then if you repeatedly see this, it's a very simple fact. If you place attention and then once you see this, you also have reverence. You don't take your body for granted. You don't take food that you eat for granted. You don't take anything in this world for granted. Reverence. The attitudinal change happens, isn't it? As Ishwara. Seeing everything as Ishwara at the grossest level, once you have reverence. That attitudinal change towards everything, every gross thing in the world as Ishwara. So it comes. Reverence comes means already there's a, that is the discovery of reverence towards everything in the universe as Ishwara is the beginning of one's becoming humble. Not humbleness is not simply, it's not acting, is it? It attitudinal change should happen. Okay. This is the reason why it's, I'm going out of the track again. Anadha Puja Day, why we worship in India? Navaratri time, the whole Golu is what? In fact, the entire Golu, what we keep of all varieties of dolls, whatever comes in the market newly, there'll be a small size of the thing, okay? Everywhere. Nowadays we have iPads, iPods, everything we have there. The small, everything we have dolls because the whole Golu is a miniature universe, Virat Ishwara. Miniature universe. And then there will be bow to Bhagavan in the form of the Jagat. We can't go and bow to Bhagavan in the form of Jagat because our physical bodies being part of the universe. It's very difficult for always to visualize the whole. Yourself being part of the whole, it is difficult for the fraction to visualize the whole. Isn't it? Not possible. Therefore, we have a symbol, miniature universe in the form of a Golu, and we bow to Bhagavan in the form of the grass universe. There's no Jagat, there's only Ishwara here. With only knowledge, knowledge manifests is Jagat. And that is well, all Ayudha Puja Day, also specifically, even the inert thing gets puja. Isn't it? Because there's nothing is a gross matter. Everything is knowledge manifest. Ishwara. Knowledge manifested means Ishwara. It's very important to have the subtle understanding. What I see may be lifeless things, inert things, but every inert thing is known. Known means it's shining, it enjoys existence. Where? In the light of manifest knowledge, after the cognition, isn't it? Therefore, we say everything is Ishwara. Okay. Anna Brahma Vidaha Phalam Uchyate. If a person understands this fact, and dwells upon this fact of all physical forms being non-separate from Virat, Annam Brahma, dwells upon, and he is said to be Anna Brahmavit. Anna Brahmavit means meditator, Upasakaha. Please make a note, the word with here means Upasakaha, not the knower. Meditator, not the knower. Because you always, you know, Brahmavida apnoti param. There, Brahmavit is knower of Brahma. But here Anna Brahmavit means meditator upon Annam Brahma. Anna Brahmavit, meditator upon the Anna Brahma. means the meditation upasakaha, anna brahma upasakaha. And for him, anna brahma vidaha phalam uchyate. Here, the benefit, the result of the practicing said meditation, anna brahma upasanam, for the meditator, is said here. The result of practicing meditation is said here. For the person who is meditating, sarvam vai te samastam annajatam apnavanti. So te means what? Upasakaha. Those people who meditate upon annam brahma, who see this fact of all physical forms being non-separate from annam brahma, those people samastam annajatam apnavanti. Samastam annajatam apnavanti. They attain, they get all forms of varieties of food. Ke apnavanti. Immediately don't ask me, if I sit and meditate here today and tomorrow when I open my eyes, will I get all forms of food right in front of me? Don't ask me such things. That will not happen. You'd wait for the punyam to fructify. Okay? But definitely phalam is. But every Upanishad's interest is not in making you meditate upon annam brahma and enjoy the food alone. If you are doing it, one thing is attitudinal change happens. At the same time, you also will have the earned punyam that you will be blessed with abundance of food, all forms of varieties of food. Okay. That's the idea here. Te upasakaha samast sarvam vai. Sarvam means what? Samastam annajatam apnavanti. Okay, they attain all forms of food. Okay, ke prapnavanti ye annam brahma yathoktam upasate. Very important, yathoktam, not as you wish. Annam brahma upasanam. If you sit and think of food all the time, it's anna upasanam only. Sometimes you're hungry, and in the kitchen food is being made, and now the mind goes there, and your attention is not in the class. But think of the food, anna upasanam only. Not such upasanam. Yathoktam annam brahma upasate. Ye annam brahma yathoktam upasate. Those who meditate upon annam brahma as revealed in the Upanishad, revealed by the Upanishad. One must see this physical form is nothing but it is born out of food. It is modified form of food. It is sustained by food. It is, again, when it resolve, when it becomes disintegrates, it becomes one with the food. It is going to be there as annam brahma virat ishvara. Is it? When you are seeing this, already what? You are becoming, you are helped to be objective towards your own physical body. When you are helped to see this as Brahma, you are helped to be objective towards the physical body, already you are helped to shift your eye sense cognitively from the body. You have to become objective, isn't it? Very difficult, even at this level, very difficult to be objective towards the body. Even though you say this body, my body, you say, still it is an objective. And now you cannot say what anymore. Not only I am the body goes, my body also goes. You know why? This is Virat. This. See, we say the physical body belongs to Annam Brahma, Virat Ishvara. And belongs to, we say what finally, it is Virat Ishvara. The whole gross manifestation is Virat means this physical body being part of the Virat, it's also Virat. It's not yours. So Ahankara resolves, Mamakara also goes. I sense and my sense. Because you have become objective towards it. You shift it. Shift the essence. Okay. Ye annam brahma yathoktam upasate. As exactly said here in the Upanishad, those who meditate upon annam brahma, they alone enjoy the benefit of this anna brahma upasanam. Katham, how do they enjoy the benefit of this meditation? How do they get all forms of varieties of food? No. Katham upasate. Anna jaha, annatma, anna pralayaha aham, tasmat annam brahma iti. Beautiful. This is very important. Katham upasate. Yathoktam upasate means that upasanam prescribed in the Upanishad, by the Upanishad. What is it? What should be the final understanding? Now you still take the physical body as what? Aham. Isn't it? Therefore, annajaha, aham annajaha. Aham means this physical body which is mistaken to be aham is what? Annajaha, born of food. Annat jayate iti annajaha dehaha. But here the deha is taken to be aham. Therefore, aham, I the physical body, am born of what now? Food. Annajaha. Annatma. Annatma means what? Annat, I am in the form of the food means what? The sense. Annatma means I am sustained by food. I the physical body, I am sustained by the food. Annatma. Annat, here the word atma means actually nature. I, the physical body, am of the nature of food. What is the nature of the food? That is the nature of the food. Body also. Annam can get spoiled, body also will get spoiled. When life is not there, dead body people don't keep long. Why? This body is of the nature of the food only. It has, this way, Gandhavati Prithvi, and Prithivyaha Oshadeha, Oshadibhyaha Annam, Anna Deha, therefore body also has smell. Isn't it? That's why we use all perfumes. Understand? And I'm just giving. I can get rotten, it can get rotten. What is the nature of the food? This body also is of the nature of the food. Annat. Annatma. Anna Pralayaha. Anything, now, when you food, again it will get, it becomes disintegrated and become one with the soil, earth. If body is also like that. Panchatta praptihi. It becomes one with the elements again, goes back to annam in the form of elements. Anna pralayaha aham. Tasmat annam brahma iti. Therefore what? Aham annam brahma. Means at the grossest physical level, I see myself being non-separate from Virateshwaraha. So, even mistake the body to be yourself, if you analyze this, you have to say, I am essentially Virat. I'm food. I'm essentially I'm food. Physic, if you're having identity with the physical body, if you see, I'm essentially Virat. I'm of the nature of Virat. Means already I'm non-separate from Virateshwara. This is called what now? Vyashti. Vyashtehe samashtau. Isn't it? Resolution. Cognitive resolution of the Vyashti into Samashti. Katham punaha sarvanna prapti phalam. Okay. Kutaha punaha sarvanna prapti phalam. Sarvanna prapti phalam kutaha. how there is benefit of the attainment of all forms of varieties of food. Sarvanna prapti palam kutaha. Sarvanna prapti palam annatmopasanamiti uchyate. Kutaha anno annatma upasanam. Annatmopasanam. Please make a note. Anna atma annatma. Annatma upasanam. Annatmopasanam is equal to annam brahma upasanam. Annam brahma upasanam. Annatmopasanam mean the same. Annatmopasanam sarvanna prapti palam iti sarvanna prapti palam punaha uchyate. How this meditation upon annam brahma, visualizing this physical form which is taken to be aham, being non-separate from samashti annam, is what annatma upasanam, annam brahma upasanam. This meditation, how does it have the result benefit of attainment of all forms of food? Is it clear now? How does this meditation result in the attainment of enjoyment of all forms of food? That is asked. Anna annatmopasanam sarvanna prapti palam katam kutaha iti uchyate. Answer is given here. Annam hi bhutanam jeshtham. Annam hi bhutanam jeshtham. Food is jeshtham. Food is the first born of all the beings, which means food is the cause of all the beings. Bhutebhyaha purvam nishpannatvat. Bhutebhyaha purvam nishpannam annam. The food has come into existence. Food came into existence before the beings came. Which came first, food or annam? food, of course, before the beings, food is there, isn't it? Before the food means what? Before the beings, food came means food is the cause of all the beings. Puram, bhutebhyaha puram nishpannatvat bhutanam jeshtam annam. As food came before the beings, food is said to be the firstborn as a cause of all the beings. Therefore, what? Jeshtam hi yasmat tasmat sarvoshadham uchyate. And being the cause, being the firstborn, the food, being the sustainer of all the beings also, is said to be the medicine of all. Sarva aushadham uchyate. Medicine for all the beings. This I explained to you already in my S-line Mula Pata. I said, the food is always vegetarian. Oshadhibhyaha jatam aushadham annam. Not only the medicine, food is annam. Annam, oshadhibhyaha annam. Oshadhibhyonam. The food is always vegetarian. There's no non-vegetarian food. Okay. There's only vegetarian food. Food is basically from vegetation. And it is said to be aushadam. Aushadam means herbal medicine, also is aushadam. The food also said to be medicine, because any medicine is supposed to cure the disease, the discomfort caused by disease. Here, when you are hungry, you are not very comfortable. When you are thirsty, you are not comfortable. Isn't it? So food also removes the disease of discomfort caused by hunger. Therefore, food is said to be medicine. Okay. Tasmat upapanna சர்வ அன்னாத்மோபாசகஸ்ய சர்வான்ன பிராப்திஹி. தஸ்மாத் உபபன்னா சர்வான்ன ஆத்மோபாசகஸ்ய சர்வான்ன பிராப்திஹி. Tasmat means what? Because of that reason. What is the reason? As Annam Brahma is the cause of all the beings, is there even before their origination as the very cause of them. And this Sarvanna Atmopasakasya, Sarvanna Atmopasakaha. Sarvanna Atmopasakaha means one who sees one's own physical body, which is mistaken by itself, being non-separate from Samashti Annam. For him, Sarvanna Praptihi Utpanna, the attainment of, Tasmad Upapannaha, Sarvanna Praptihi, attainment of all forms of food, as a result of seeing this fact of visualizing, meditating upon this fact of one's physical body being non-separate from Virat, Annam Brahma. Annam Brahma is the cause. So who Annam Brahma is Virat. The totality of gross matter is Virat. Virat is what? Not just the gross matter, Ishvara. And from that alone, these all individual forms have come into existence. It's exactly seeing the way being the product of ocean. The macro cannot be the product of micro. Isn't micro is product of macro. Individual is a product of the total. Therefore, annat bhutani jayante. All beings are born after food. Jatani annena vardhante. And beings which are born from food, again, they grow because of food. They sustain by food. Anna jatani annena vardhante iti upasamharartham punarvachanam. We could see that anuvaka. What was said again already, again was repeated. Shankaracharya says, அன்னாத் பூதானி ஜாயந்தே ஜாதானி அன்னேன வர்தந்தே இதி புனர்வச்சனம். Why Upanishad repeats? Whenever a repetition comes, repetition is for the purpose of concluding, the purpose of indicating the conclusion of that particular subject matter. What is that analysis of the gross physical body, annamayaha, which mistaken to be the atma, annamaya atma, and making us see the fact of it, this annamaya atma being non-separate from the Virat Ishvara, annam brahma. See, annatma, annam brahma, Virat, all the three mean the same. Annatma upasanam, annatma Atmopasanam, Annam Brahmopasanam, Virat Upasanam. Another way of seeing Virat. Upasamharartham Punarvachanam. Just by simply making us analyze this physical body. Isn't it? Here we are helped to see all gross physical forms, living and non-living beings also, being Virat, Annam Brahma. With life, also Virat only. Without life, also is Virat only. Beings with and Virat. With life and without Virat. Without life, also Virat. Idanim Anna Shabda Anna Shabda Nirvachanam Uchyate. See, Nirvachanam means what? Election. Nirvachanam, also selection. Okay, selection, election. But here what now? Derivation. நிர்வச்சனம் மீன்ஸ் டிரைவிங். அன்னசப்த நிர்வச்சனம் உச்சியதே இதானிம். நௌ இட் இஸ் செட், நௌ இட் இஸ் டிஸ்கஸ்ட். வாட் இஸ் டிஸ்கஸ்ட் ஹியர்? ஹவு திஸ் வேர்ட் அன்னம் இஸ் டிரைவ்ட். அப்கோர்ஸ் எஸ் ஐ டோல்ட் யூ ஆல்ரெடி the root at ad is actually second conjugation root, which don't have to put a conjugation, we will do in Sanskritam class. And it when the thing affix is added to it without any vikarna pratyaya, you get the word verb atti. When you say atti, atti means eats. Eats means what? It means the verb denotes the subject. Therefore, it is said what now? Kartru vyutpatti. Atti. When it denotes, atti means you can only eat, you can ask the question, who eats? Then kartru vyutpatti. அத்தி இதி அன்னம். அத்யதே இஸ் ஈட்டன், தட் விச் இஸ் ஈட்டன். தென் வாட் இஸ் ஈட்டன், த க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் வாட் வாட் இஸ் ஈட்டன். அத்யதே டினோட்ஸ் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் வாட் விச் இஸ் பீங் ஈட்டன், வாட் இஸ் ஈட்டன். அத்தி டினோட்ஸ் தி சப்ஜெக்ட் ஹூ ஈட்ஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் அத்தி இஸ் கர்த்ரு வித்பத்தி, adhyate is karma vyutpatti. Karma means object. Therefore, now you see the bhashyam. Adhyate. Adhyate is a passive verb. The word bhujyate. Adhyate is equal to bhujyate. Means is eaten. Cha eva bhujyate chaiva yadu bhutaihi. அன்னம் அத்யதே புஜ்யதே சைவ யது பூதைஹி, தட் விச் இஸ் ஈட்டன் பை தி பீயிங்ஸ், தட் விச் இஸ் ஈட்டன் பை பீயிங்ஸ் இஸ் வாட் அன்னம். தட் விச் இஸ் ஈட்டன் பை லிவிங் பீயிங்ஸ் இஸ் அன்னம். ஓகே, திஸ் ஹவ் இட் இஸ் டிரைவ்ட். அத்தி ச பூதானி ஸ்வயம், ஆல்சோ பீயிங்ஸ் eat. Atti cha bhutani swayam. Because swayam bhutani atti. The food itself eats all the living beings. That which is eaten by beings is food, and the food itself eats. Itself eats all living beings, all beings. Swayam bhutani atti iti annam. Tasmat, because of this reason. What's the reason? Bhutaihi bhujyamanatvat. First reason is what? Bhutaihi bhujyamanatvat adhyamanatvat அன்னம் இத்து உச்சியதே. Okay, said to be அன்னம் because of having the status of being eaten by the beings. பூத போக்த்ருத்வாத் ச, and second reason is what? பூத போக்த்ருத்வாத் ச, and also because of having the status of being the eater of beings. Bhuta bhoktrutvam. Bhutanam bhokta. Bhutanam bhokta annam. Bhutaihi bhujyamanam annam. Food is that which is eaten by the beings, and that which is eater of the beings. Bhutanam bhokta annam. Eater of beings is annam. And that which is being eaten by beings also is annam. Bhujyamanam is annam. Bhokta is also annam. Bhoktrutvat. புஜ்யமானத்வாத் அன்னம் இதி தது உச்சதே. அன்னம் ஹஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங், த ஈட்டர் ஆஃப் தி பீயிங்ஸ் ஹஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் ஈட்டன் பை தி பீயிங்ஸ், தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் செட் டு பி அன்னம். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? பூதைஹி புஜ்யமானத்வாத் அன்னம் இதி உச்சதே தத். பூத போக்த்ருத்வாத் ச தத் அன்னமிதி உச்சதே. ரியல் ஃபாலோயிங்? பூத போக்த்ருத்வம், யூ கேன் மேக் எ சிம்பிள் சென்டென்ஸ், பூதானாம் போக்தா அன்னம். பூதைஹி பூதைஹி புஜ்யமானம் அன்னம். இதி சப்தா பிரதம கோஷ பரிசமாப்த்யர்த்தஹ. இவன் தோ அனுவாக்கா இஸ் நாட் எட் ஓவர், ஸ்டில் தி பர்டிகுலர் சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் பர்டனிங் டு தி அன்னமய கோஷ இஸ் ஓவர். தேர்ஃபோர் இட் தி சப்த இட்டி தி வேர்ட் இட் இஸ் தேர். தஸ்மாதன்னம் ததுச்சியத இதி. Why the word is iti there? With that iti, iti shabda denotes the conclusion of the subject matter related to, pertaining to the annamaya kosha. Okay? Now, before we enter the next topic of pranamaya, what should we remember here? Now we understand what is this annamaya. Annamayaha dehaha is part of, is a karyam. Vyashti dehaha karyam annam brahma annatma. Okay, annam brahma or annatma or virat is karanam. Samashtihi karanam vyashtihi karyam. Is the lesson we had, what is that lesson we had to understand from here? So the physical body has the status of being the effect. Okay? Once it is an effect, what is it now? It is a anatma, non-self. Anatma. Effect means what? Anatma. And it is subject to change. It's a modification. Effect means already subject to change, modification. It's a modified form. Therefore, it is anatma. Okay, anatma. It is karyam. It is also anatma. Now, being anatma, it has no independent existence. Therefore, what now? It is mithya. Karyam means no independent existence. Dependent on karanam for its existence. Therefore, mithya. It has a status of being the mithya. It has a status of being an effect. Therefore, it is effect. Therefore, it is mithya because it has no independent existence. And therefore, it is also what now? It is anatma. It's a non-self. Then, and it is being mithya, it really is not there. It is as though. Mithya means what? That which is not really there. That which is as though. That which is as, not or non-existent. It's as good as non-existent. The ocean is not unreal, non-existent, but it is as though. Mithya means what? It's as good as non-existent. The physical body, being mithya, being a product, being subject to change, it is anatma, which is as though, as well as non-existent. Then what is there? There is only Virat. Isn't it? Virat is there. This from the standpoint we say. And we say, he is what now? Therefore, and the whole Virat also, you first resolve the individuality in totality. You see the individual body in samashti, samashti annam, resolve it cognitively, then the whole virat also we have to resolve what? Into the next. What? Okay? Pranam Brahma. Pranam Brahma. That we'll do later on. After understanding it, isn't it? But this cognitively resolving the samashti annam into samashti prana, we have to resolve. Because there's no independent existence. Virat has no independent existence also. Samashti annam also has no independent existence outside of the prana. Pranam Brahma. You resolve it. Prana becomes the karanam. Virat becomes the karyam. The two simultaneously had to resolve vyashti samashti resolution and the samashti resolution samashti prana also. It's called cognitive resolution of annam into prana. Is said to be pravilapanam. Very important. Swamiji loves this expression, pravilapanam. Without doing physically anything, you have to resolve it. Cognitive resolution. Now, it's like seeing, oh, there's a pot. You don't need to break the pot. Without breaking the pot, you can say what? Pot is clay. Pot is nothing but clay. There's no pot at all other than clay. Pot is just an as though appearance of the clay. Means you're resolving the pot into clay as mithya. As though, isn't it? It's called cognitive resolution. Once karyam, if you say, it is what? Modification. Not that modification subject to change. And it's already modification means it has no independent existence. And it's mithya. It has got non-existent. Therefore what? Cognitively you see how it is resolvable in its course. So vyashti resolve in samashti. Then the whole samashti also, if you see, resolve in prana. There is not just this, isn't it? And from the physical body, initially, when you have identity with the physical body, naturally, helplessly, we look at his body as what? Annamayaha Atma. Annamayaha Atma. When the physical body, the modified form of food is taken to be the Atma, you say Annamayaha Atma. And after cognitive having resolved it into prana, after analyzing how it is mithya, how it is karyam, how it is inert, how it is subject to change, how it has no independent existence, how it is resolvable, then it becomes negated. When you take it as Atma, it's Adhyaropaha. You give the Atma status to the physical body, it is Adhyaropa. Superimposition of the status of Atma upon the Anatma body is Adhyaropaha. Then after analyzing, cognitively resolve it, negate it as Mithya, Anatma. When it is negated as Mithya, Anatma, this negation of mithya anatma, negation of the body as mithya anatma is what now? Apavadaha. Taking the physical body as the atma is adhyaropaha. Means what is superimposed? The atma's status is attributed to the physical body, which is adhyaropa. And after analysis, you negate the Atma status attributed to it, which is apavadaha. When you negate the Atma status attributed to the body and negate it as mithya, this is apavadaha. You also cognitively resolve this vyashti, isn't it? The whole annam brahma into pranam, pranam brahma. This is pravilapanam. When it is negated, you do not see it as atma. Annamayaha koshaha. Until resolution takes place, until you become objective to the body, it is taken to be annamayaha atma. The perspective change happens at the grossest level. Then it becomes what? Annamayaha koshaha. It is not really a kosha. Koshavat koshaha. It is like a sheath, like a cover, like a layer of outermost, grossest layer of personality. It is like a cover, isn't it? It is not the cover. Nothing can cover the Atma. Because it is all pervasive, non-coverable Atma is available for recognition in the innermost essence. In the standpoint of the mind, where Atma is available for recognition, it is like the cover, not really the cover. Is it? How can wave cover the water? How can ocean cover the water? How can the clouds cover the light, sunlight? The clouds themselves shine because of the sunlight. How can they cover? They can never cover. As though they are covered. Even the sunlight being covered by the clouds also is seen because of the sunlight. The same ahat, all pervasive absolute reality obtaining in him of pure knowledge cannot be covered by anything. But now it has though covered, ignorance covers, veils. But now this physical body is as though like a cover. Koshavat. Because Atma is available for recognition as the innermost essence in the mind which obtains within the physical body, it's like the cover, not a cover. Kosha. But when do you negate this body as a cover? Koshavat. It is annamayaha koshaha. It's the aftermost, grossest layer of personality available at the grossest level of experience. Only after negating it as mithya, anatma, until then it is annamayaha atma. After negation, annamayaha koshaha. Okay. So adhyaropa, apavada also understand a little bit here. Okay. Iti pratama kosha parisamaptyarthaha. Is it clear now? Well, let me do this now, read next portion. After discussing the prana, again we'll see how annam, even virat, whole annam brahma have been resolved in samashti prana. Samashti annam has been resolved in samashti prana. That we'll see later on. The cognitive resolution of samashti annam into samashti prana is what? Pravilapanam of the first, the grossest level of things. Now, how long are we here? How long have we been here discussing only the anna, analyzing only the annamaya, koshaha? Isn't it? This is called what now? This is what is remaining. When you are traveling, you have a journey, first service station. going from London to Kelso. And we have some, I had recently joined us, I'm saying. And on the way, one service station, first service station, first cup of tea and relax and continue, isn't it? So here, just clean, we stayed, analyzed, we are not in a hurry. We are thorough understanding, clear understanding. We are helped to be objective towards the physical body and seeing at the as Virat Ishvara. Isn't it? Again, this is not everything. There is something which is interior to this. That is prana. And now we begin our journey. First service station is over. We continue, go to the next level, isn't it? Now we are shifting our identity from annamayaha dehaha to negating it as annamaya kosha, we're taking it to pranamayaha. What is interior to the immediate subtle? What is subtle? From the standpoint of gross physical body, what is next subtle is what? Prana. You know, the prana is sitting next to it. We are just taking the pranas first. You know why? Compared to all subtle aspects obtaining within the physical body, we're going to see the first prana because pranas are the products of rajasic aspects of subtle elements. Physical body is the product of tamasic aspects of subtle elements. Isn't it? It's born of grossified matter, gross matter. Whereas, next to this, we're talking about pranas, because pranas are subtle only when compared to the gross body. They're products of rajasic aspect of subtle elements. Okay. Tasmadva e tasma. Okay. Tasmadva e tasmadanna rasamayat. Tasmadva e tasmadanna rasamayat. Anyantara atma pranamayaha. Anyantara atma pranamayaha. Tenaisha purnaha. Tenaisha purnaha. Savayesha purusha vidha eva. Savayesha purusha vidha eva. Tasya purusha vidhatam. Tasya purusha vidhatam. Anvayam purusha vidhaha. Anvayam purusha vidhaha. Tasya prana eva shiraha. Tasya prana eva shiraha. Vyano dakshinav pakshaha. Vyano dakshinav pakshaha. Apana uttarav pakshaha. Apana uttarav pakshaha. Akasha atma. Akasha atma. Prithivi pucham pratishtha. Prithivi pucham pratishtha. Tadapyesha sloko bhavati. So, when we read previously, we saw the Rig Mantra began at one point explaining the Annamaya, Annam Brahma. And then it ended अन्नाद्भूतानि जायन्ते जातान्येन वर्धन्ते नो दर इति द इति शब्द केम टुवर्ड्स द एंड जातान्येन वर्धन्ते अद्यतेति च भूतानि तस्मादन्नं तदुच्यत इति इति शब्दः ऑल्सो डिनोट्स नॉट ओनली द कंक्लूशन ऑफ द सब्जेक्ट मैटर डिस्कसिंग द अन्नम अन्नमय कोशः इट ऑल्सो डिनोट्स द कंक्लूशन ऑफ द ऋग् मंत्र देन तस्माद्वा ऑनवर्ड्स उपनिषद प्रेजेंस उपनिषद टॉक्स अबाउट द प्राणमयः आत्मा And here, tadapyesha shloko bhavati until then. Prithivi puchyam pratishtha until then, Taittiriya Upanishad mantra. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. So regarding this, pranamayaha koshaha also, there is a rig mantra, which is going to follow. So third anuvaka, Again begins with the Rig Mantra. That is the idea. Okay. The Tasmat, Etasmat, Annarasamayat. So from this, अन्नमयः कोशः वी मिस्टेकन टू बी आत्मा वी लेटर ऑन नेगेटेड एज अनात्मा मिथ्या अनात्मा देयरफॉर नाउ इट हैज बीन नेगेटेड फॉल्सिफाइड एज द कोश फ्रॉम दिस तस्मात् एतस्मात् अन्नरसमयात् अन्यः अंतरः आत्मा प्राणमयः अन्योंतर आत्मा प्राणमयः अन्योंतर आत्मा ब्रेक इट अन्यः अंतरः अन्योंतरः अगेन विसर्ग हैज बीन ड्रॉप्ड बिकॉज इट्स फॉलोड बाय आ इट्स एन अन्यः अंतरः आत्मा इफ यू ब्रेक इट वांट अ सिंपल सेंटेंस अन्यः अंतरः आत्मा अन्योंतर आत्मा Because of sandhi, if any combination becomes anyontara atma. Otherwise, anyaha antaraha atma. There is another anyaha. There is other atma, pranamayaha. There is an atma. The pranamayaha is the atma antaraha. Internal to, interior to this Annamaya, there is another Pranamayaha Atma, which is interior to this Annamaya Kosha. And Anyam, which is distinct, different, there's no distance. Another different, distinct, interior to this Annarasamaya, which is Pranamayaha. Therefore, what? Eshaha, you can see, Tena Eshaha Purnaha. So, Eshaha means what? This Annarasamaya, Annamayaha Koshaha is filled, Purnaha. Purna is a participle also. Tena eshaha purna. This annamaya koshaha is filled with this pranamayaha atma. Saha va eshaha purusha vidaha eva. Saha va eshaha purusha vidaha eva. And this Pranamayaha, though it does not have his form, as it fills the Annamayaha, this also has the same form of the body. Annamaya. Purusha Vidaha. This also like the human body. This also has the form of the human body. Pranamaya, the formless Pranamaya also has the form of the human body, being obtaining within the physical body. Tasya Purusha Vidhatam. Tasya Purusha Vidhatam. Anu Ayam Purusha Vidaha. Tasya Purusha Vidhatam. Anu Ayam Purusha Vidaha. You have to break it. It's a whole sentence. Tasya Purusha Vidhatam. Anu Ayam Purusha Vidaha. This Pranamaya also is of the human form. In is of the form, the human being, human body, in keeping with the human physical body, which is Annamayaha. Okay, then you have to imagine the human body, human physical body, which is already imagined to be a bird, okay, in keeping with that physical form of the human being. Now, the Pranamaya also is imagined to be having the physical form. Imagined to be having a form. Therefore, now you have to think of its head. What is the head? What are the limbs? So we know this five pranas are there. Pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha, samanaha, udanaha. All the five pranas should be understood to be different parts of the prana bird. Bird, okay? Prana eva shiraha. So prana are the five physiological functions. The function of prana is looked upon as the head of the pranamayaha, dehaha. Pranamaya atma. Vyanaha dakshinav pakshaha. The vyana forms the right wing. Apanaha uttarav pakshaha. The apana prana stands for the left wing. Akashaha atma. Akashaha. So akashaha, you know what akashaha is used. Akashaha stands for samanaha. You know why? This is the central part, isn't it? Samana, digestive system is in the central. But therefore akashaha stands for samana prana. Samana pranaha stands for the trunk. The central part of the body. Prithivi Pucham Pratishta. See, Prithivi represents here Udana Prana. Why, how, etc. We'll see next class. Because this portion, Tasmadva onwards, I'll explain in detail, elaborately, next class. Prithivi Pucham Pratishta. So, this Udana Prana, meant by the word Prithivi, stands for what? Pucham, the lower part, the tail part of the Pranamaya Atma, which is support, Pratishta. Tadapi, Tasmin Vishayapi, Eshaha Shlokaha Bhavati. Regarding the Pranamaya Atma also, there is a Rig Mantra which follows in the third Anuvaka. I just introduced the mantra, which we have seen very elaborately in our Mula Grantha Patanam during that study of the original text. Still, I'll explain this next class before we enter into the commentary on this. See, when we understand elaborately the Pranamaya Koshaha, Pranamaya Atma, when you analyze and when you negate it as Pranamaya Kosha, mistaking the pranas to be the atma and later on negating it as kosha, then by then already would have resolved. We must resolve the samashti annam brahma into this prana also. So all that we will see again elaborately clearly in the next class. Okay? Until then, may you all be dwelling upon, okay, Anna Brahma. Be meditative of Anna Brahma. Viraha tu pasakaha tishtantu sarve. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. At every level, Pravilapanam Pravilapayati. I mean, the verb is very important. There's something very beautiful. Without physically doing anything, just seeing the fact of at every level, everything being mithya, resolving it as mithya is very important, and we will see following class.